on Rashi and Tesamad Aleph, right after the Mishnah. So these are not valid people to bring the get because they can't be shluchim. Called get, klamer, called shtar. So the word get can be used, and the parts refer to just a simple shtar, not many times we'll see the phrase get noshim, because to differentiate between the word get can mean refer to any shtar. Okay. So you're going to say why each one of these things, why Gitanoshim, are not acceptable. This is going on the Eid Kusi specifically. So we'll get that later on in the Gemara. And the third case was, the first case was the din of Befaneta Fanenechta. The second din was the din of Eid Kusi. And the third one is that the shtaris which are being produced by their kosh alakum. Ha'olam bar kosh al dechachavim shenasu hashtaris ayadei bezin shal ayadei dechachavim was done by their court. Shechismeyim shebesoicha, even though the ones who are signed on it are non-Jews, is ksherim. So Rashi says the dinah d'malchus adinah. Even though both parties are Jewish, and there's an argument to say that there's no din machusadina between two Jewish parties. So when it comes to the halachas of deciding a halacha, if there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, so the parties can't choose to say we'd rather follow non-Jewish law. They have to follow Jewish law. But in regards to the loch of shtoris, shtoris are valid. Chutz we get the noshim. The la b'nei krisis nino, because they are not in the concept of krisis. Ha'ol v'loi shaykh b'taris gittin b'kedushin. So since they have no connection at all to the day of gittin b'kedushin, therefore they cannot be valid edim for that process to generate the shtar, which would be able to be used for getting a kedushin. Well, the dinim itself, b'nei noyach, they are in the concept of dinim. Okay, shekori avodim. In regards to shikhr, they're excluded. Why? The b'chol psula deraisa shavu shikhr leget isha the germinin lo lo. So once we know by get isha, it has to be dafka Jew. So similarly by Shikhar, it has to be Davka Jew. So Morris says, according to Rebbeir, there's a fourth discussion, area where they're similar. So Ratzah Habal, if the master slash Odoin, husband, wants to be Chayzer, so Lachsa Bishneim, Karim Shanosnu Ashliach, he appointed a Shliach, the Shliach has not delivered it yet. So Rameyer says by both of them Malachos Yachzer, he can retract. The Gesav Rameyer Hefsid V'Chayv Hein Lois and Shanish Lechulahen. So the true moment that the person was appointed to be a shliach was to give it. So until he's given, he can take away the shlichus. With all the kishon here, is we should argue that there's another factor. The second factor is the council called Zachar Ladim Shlomofonov. As soon as the Shliach receives the document, he has a right to turn around and say, through the concept of Schia, I am now representing the Eved, and I'm accepting this Shtar Shikhar for you, not to be the Shliach for you, but to be the Shliach for him. What appointed me? Schia appointed me. The concept of Schia appointed me. Rameyer holds that it's not a schia. Vein chavon la'adam ela b'fanav. So the rule is that zachar la'adam shlo b'fanav, but vein chavon la'adam, you can't do a chay for a person which is not in the with the presence of the person. Klaimer, in adam nasa shliach la'adam liyos nifshal al yadoi elim kein oso hu shliach. I cannot become your shliach to do something for you unless you appointed me. The Mishleach doesn't have to be present when it happens, but he has to be present in the sense of appointing him. Rabbanan pliga leid d'Rameir, the Rabbanan argue on Rameir, and that's the point we're saying over here. And they say that that's true by Gete Noshim. By Get, you're right. It's not a schus for the woman to be divorced. The more we'll discuss the case where it is. But in general, it's not. And therefore, this person who was not appointed to be the sheikh of the woman by the woman can't decide to become the sheikh of the woman and accept it for her. But in the case of the Eved, it is considered a schus to be freed. The Meshikhar Eno Yochel Lachzer Mishanim Shal Yadzeh. The Meshaleach, the owner, cannot retract once he gave it to the Shliach. However, Shliach, even though the Eved did not appoint him to be a Shliach to accept the Shtar Shechur, Mishun L'Kasari, Schus Hula Eved Shiyotzi Metachas Rabba L'Cheris. It's considered a benefit to be freed, according to the Rabbanan. V'zachan Lo'ilo Onam Shlo B'Fonav. We have a rule of Zachon Lo'ilo Shlo B'Fonav, that the Shliach can become the Shliach of the Eved without being appointed through the concept of Shchia. He becomes the Shliach of the Eved, and therefore when he accepts it, he's accepting it as the Shliach of the Eved already. Now, why does Shchia work? So this is a Machlokes. Rashi says the reason why Shchia works is the Nan Sahari the Nichale the Nehevi High Shlucha Lahachi. So really, there's no new parsha in the Torah called Shchia, which is the other possibility to understand that there's a new parsha in the Torah that how you become a shliach of an individual. Either you become a shliach individual because he appointed you, or in a situation of schus, you have a right to become the shliach of the individual. The Torah created a parsha called Shchia. I can become a shliach through Shchia. Rashi learned that that's not true. It's not a special gzeres akosav that there's a new parsha called Shchia. It's a regular din. But the question is, so how was he appointed? Since it's something which is so beneficial for the person, we have an anan sahari, we have a presumption in halacha which is so strong that it's as if he appointed him. Because since he definitely would want that, it's as if he was supposed to be, that itself gives him, you're supposed to be his shliach, because what else, that's what you're supposed to be, what else would he want? So that is able to appoint him. There's a standing a presumption of appointment out there. As soon as you're in the situation, the presumption is he would want you to be a shliach. Therefore, it's if he already put out an announcement. If anybody out there wants to do me any favors, please do it. So I appointed him a shliach through that concept.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
So in this case, when the Baal gives the shliach the get for the Eved,
right,
the Eved's automatically...
According to Rebbe, the Eved is automatically freed. And Rebbe says no. Right. Okay, Zot the Gemara. Bishlam the Rabbanan. So we're in the Gemara, 6 lines down. So one, it says that there's 3 ways that they're similar. So why is it important to make the count? It says there's 3. So the idea of making the count is that some element of exclusion. So what's the point? So minyana lemuute hod Rameir. They're saying there's only 3 and not more to tell you that Rameir is not correct. Al Rameir minyana lemuute mai. What is this number excluding? Saying, according to Rameir, there's 4. There's 4 and not 5. So what else would we think of that we're saying is not acceptable? The Mor says lemuute ha. It's coming to exclude the following. The Tanya. Edim Shein Yodim Lachtim. Edim which are not. They're able to witness, but they can't write. They don't know how to sign their names. So Makaron Lehem New York Cholok. We make a stencil. We tear out a piece of paper which has a stencil of their name. and the aide will fill in the stencil with ink. And that's called signing his name. So by getting noshim, because of agunos, this is only whatever reason. These were the aid which are available, and the person has to leave. So we're afraid if he doesn't accept this get as is, we're going to have an ego in the situation. Therefore, we accept this. But all other shtaris, they have to be able to assign themselves. Moore says, what's this reading thing about? Kriya man dark hashmei. Who was talking about reading? We're talking about writing, signing. So the lack of ability to read is not a problem. We read the document to them. They should know what they're signing. And they sign. If they don't know how to sign, so we do this process. There's going to actually be Mechlokes Rashi and Tosfos. I told you Tosfos is pshat, that we make a stencil. So Rashi learns actually that they would, you know, you picture the same way we have in the Sefer Torah. We have sirtut, we mentioned before, the paper is thick enough that you can sort of make an indentation with a blunt instrument. You can make an indentation. You're not cutting anything. You're just making this line, which impresses down into the. So you can do the same thing for the Adam, and then the Adam will put ink following that line. So that's what Rashi learns. Zak Rashi Minyana the Ktani Bishloish, it says three for the Rabbanan. It's coming to Lafuke from the mayor. Karn the mayor, what's it coming Lafuke? Bekarlin New York Holok Misartin Rashwin Besakan Allah New York Eshmoso Adam. We make a marking on the parchment with a knife, the letters of the aide's name, and then they fill in where you have those little marks. They fill that with ink. So, in that, regards to that, Gitinoshim and Shakur Vada are not the same. It's only Gitinoshim, Rishon Shimnil says. Why? Mishum Tekanos Agunois. Because of the concern of a woman being in a situation of igun, how so? Shem Yirtzel the Megarish the Farish Bayam, the person wants to leave, and these only eight available a Mesukin, or the person is deathly ill, and the concern over there is not that she's going to be left married, but rather he's going to die, and she'll have a situation of Yibum. Shiroches Shlo Tizokik LeYavam. She shouldn't fall into the situation of Yibum. Fine. Something more. We still back up. There's no other cases that we have this halacha of Gittinoshim Shekhar Ibadim are the same. For the Marakasha of Ha'ika, Ha'imr Tanu Ged Zed Le'ishti, Mishtar Shekhar Zed La'avdi, Umeis, Lo Yitna Lachar Misa, Tanu Mano L'Ploini Umeis, Yitna Lachar Misa. We have a general rule of Dibrik Shimarak Iksuban and Kamasur and Damu. Chazal made a takana that in order that the Shemira shouldn't get agitated when he sees what he's saying is not fulfilled. And so just by saying it, in the situation of Shchimira, and he says X item X should, or a certain amount of money should go to so and so, he becomes the owner of it. So then, even though they haven't physically transferred it, and then the Shchimira dies, so say, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. He wanted you to get it, but he never gave it to you. So it still belongs to the person who died." And when he dies, automatically Yerusha kicks in. It belongs to the Yarshim. The Yarshim say, "That's very nice. He wanted to give it to you, but the mice, it's ours." So we don't say that. We say that even though they did not physically transfer it before the death of the Shemira, it belongs to the Makaba Matana. So that works by money, by items. It doesn't work by Shikra or by Get. There, the person is not actually freed, or the woman is not actually divorced until the document is given. So you can't just free a person just with words. So so we have to give the Shtar Shikrur. The two ways you can free an avid either is by giving a Shtar Shikrur, or alternatively by that the avid will give money for his to be freed. But there's no vehicle to free an avid without that. That's a dinderaisa. Well, it's too late to give the Shtar Shikrur, or to give the get, because the person that it was coming from is no longer the owner. He's no longer alive. So there's no get to give, and there's no Shtar Shikrur to give. He's not the owner to give the Shtar Shikrur.
I understand. Was there shlichus here? Sounds like shlichus.
They didn't do anything yet. The point is that
they thought that you know, if you had by an evid, that it would be sort of instantaneous.
Well, that would be true if they would actually. Well, so Rashi addresses the question, but it's a difficult Rashi. The same way the case of Tumon Leploni, he says, give it, nothing has moved. So, Tain gets Ela Ishti, Tain Shashikr is Ela Avdi, there's a Shashikr over there, give it to my Abed, then he collapses and he dies. So, they didn't give the Shashikr. That's the parallel case. So, it wouldn't help, it's not the Ski yet, he has to get it before the person dies. So Tosfos says, actually takes out the word zeh. Says tsnu get liishi shashikr laavdi. Means they haven't written it yet. So he's appointing them to do it, but they haven't done it, and then he dies.
That's a big difference, right? Because if it's in existence, it sounds like you don't have to physically give it to him; you just have to tell him, give him the get, and then it takes effect.
By the shikr.
Yeah.
Right, we'll talk about maybe that even by case of a case of ego, and even by the case of get, maybe it's considered a schus. Right. So Rashi over here says some strange thing, and Tosfos says that Rashi himself was chayzer later on and took out the word get, zeh, out of the Mishnah. So here we have that this is something which that get and shikr have in common. So what do you mean? There's only three ways that they're similar, different than regular other stories. Some more answers. Kitani milsa delesa bishtoris, milsa bishtoris lo kitani. This halacha can apply to shtaris as well in certain scenarios. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about things which only apply to get and to shikr and do not apply to shtar in any way. The shalach Rabban Mishmei de Rebevo. So Rabban said in the name of Rebevo, Hevi Yoidin. So Rabban, who was in Chutz Loritz, sent a message to Eretz Yisrael. Have a yoidin that the name of Ravo, Shashalch Rabbi Lazar LeGarla. Rabbi Lazar told a message to the Garla In other words, we're not sure if he was Mefarsim in Eretz Yisrael. We know about it. We're telling you in Eretz Yisrael about it. Mishum Rabbeinu, the name of Rabbeinu, which is Rebbe. Shimer Hashomer Kisvu Utsunu Mona Laponi. He said, I want you to write up and document that you're giving the money of the plenty. Not to the money of the plenty, but the kiss to the money of the plenty. Umeis, ain't twice in the noisin. Shema le gomer lak noisin el bishtar, and star lak remisa. Sibi meant that he only wants the matana to be valid when the person can document it to the benefit of the recipient. But he only, I said, I don't want to give him things which are going to give him potential headaches. I want to give him something which is definitely beneficial for him. He has the document. Well, it ends up that that was the hakpada, so there's no din ksuvim kimasurin damu. Okay. Zakashi. So the case of the get or the shikur, can I give lachem isa? Feel about the army shikur of one of. So here's the difficult Rashi, which Tosis points out. Rashi later on in the Mishnah retracted this pshat. They hold the skus. It was zochen lola mishlo b'fonov, which means. The Rashi is asking that the similar case is in says that means here's the document, Pasha, that the document was given. So he said, give this document to my heaven, and he gave it to the person to give. Well, Schia. So what do you mean he can't give it to Lachemisa? He's already freed. So the Rashi, Nehi de Lahachi Zachabe, de Loimotzi Meheder, Mirabar Abad the Chog Kama de Loimotzi, get to the Yode, Loihavi Meshukr. He's only freed when he gets the document. The schia is that he's zoicha not in the freedom, he's zoicha in the document. That you can't get the document back. So that whatever reason prevents him from retracting his shlichus, because he's been zoicha in the star for the avid, the star shikar for the avid. So he can't be chayzer. Rashi says, but he's not free till he gets it. Don't ask me to explain it. Mekiven the miss kodim, and since therefore the next step is since between the receiving of the shikr, the document at the hands of the shliach and giving it to the eved, the owner died. Sulo havi shikr e shikr. So now it comes out that the shikr of the Odin is not a valid shikur. The nafkelei rishusimine, v'chayalei rishus yarship. He's not the owner anymore. So the wrong person is now giving the star shikur. The Achronim all point out from this Rashi a fascinating thing. There's two issues over here. To give, if you tell me that he's not really freed yet, so the act of shikur is only when the shliach gives it to the eved. So he has to be a shliach of the owner. So Rashi says, well, the problem is it's the wrong owner. The idea that he should be a shliach after the death of the mishaleach doesn't bother Rashi. The problem is he's a shliach of the wrong person. Because the other is not the owner anymore. So Reuven appointed him a shliach. He's still the shliach of Reuven. Reuven's dead. I don't care Reuven's dead, but he's still the shliach of Reuven. But the problem is, so the shliach of Reuven comes to free Shimon's eved because it belongs to the son already. That's what Rashi puts it. So the idea of shliachs can continue even after the shliach is dead. That's a fascinating point of Rashi. So this, we'll see later, way later on. There's a machlokes in a Torah in a Rambam. In a case where a person appoints a shliach, and then the mishaleach becomes a shoita. So he is halachically invalid to give a get. Can the shliach give the get? So Rama says midrash, he cannot give the get. The Rama says midrash, he cannot give the get. Yeah. He's a shliach. The mashaleach means the mashaleach is effecting the gerushin through the shliach. Well, he cannot effect it because the mashaleach has to be the one who's affecting it. The shliach is doing it. The mashaleach is doing it through the shliach, but the mashaleach is doing it. Well, the mashaleach is not is incapacitated. The Torah says no. Midrash, it's kosher. The act of shliach is that the mashaleach gives over to the shliach the power of gerushin. So the shliach is empowered with gerushin. Mirabonin did it, but Chazal didn't let it. But Midrash, it works. So they tell you in this Rashi is like the Torah that the shliach takes over the power of gerushin. So the fact that the shliach is incapacitated, halachically not able to give the document, doesn't bother me. We have no problem. Can't divorce her because they're not married anymore. Can't free him because he's not the owner anymore. But it's a practical issue with Rashi learns. Said, is a shliach a clone? Right, so Reuven appoints this person shliach. So this person, vis-a-vis this issue, becomes Reuven. She takes over the power of Reuven. She doesn't need Reuven anymore. He's Reuven. Right, the woman appoints a shliach. So he's Leah, long beard, black, big, bad, long beard. His name is Leah. For the purpose of gerushin, he's Leah. Or the pshat is that shlichus is an extended hand. That's the way he put it. The mishalech is doing the process of shlichus, not giving it with his hand, giving it with the hand of the shliach. So the shliach is just an extension of him. Well, but he's not functional. So the shliach is not shy. That's how he was masber. To the one of the pliny, the rish kimerna keksuben kamesurin dam. We have a rule that when the Shemira says something, it's as if it's been written up and given over. The secret Rabbanon, Tzidin Rabbanon, Shemet Yitarev Daitoy Alover, B'chol Yoy, we're afraid that he might get agitated. Im Loy Hoyim Muftach, Shei Yikayim Adavar, we're afraid he might be scared and not going to do what he asked him to do. And that can be very frustrating to him. And the agitation will potentially endanger him. So Mor says, Kiktoni, Bahanok, Dal Dwarm, these three, the gears of Gimel of Dal Dwarm, these three or four things. Milsa the Lassi Bishar Storis, this is something which doesn't apply elsewhere. Milsa Isa Bishar Storis, this applies elsewhere. Shim Moser Star Matana the Shluchai. If he gave a Star Matana the Shluchai, lit the Lacher, to give it to somebody else. Umeis, lo yitalach umeis. He can't give it afterwards. The halok akni le ara ad the limte shtar leyode. He meant to be maknim the karka with the star. Veishaita pakul le rishuse. Again, we have the same problem. He's not the owner anymore to be maknim the karka. Shem alo garmalak noiseloi. He only, because we have to take into consideration that he only meant to be maknet. If he would have said just give with a dibur, we said dibur shchemer akikuvit. But over here he said no, I want you to use the document. So he's being maknet of the document. Hadlois al pizza also betakana the tikur rabbanon the shchemer. He did not want to use the al peh the tzivui using the din rabbanon. He said I'd rather use the real way al bishtar. Well. He wants it to be cut in with the shtar. It's not going to work because he's not the owner anymore.
Wouldn't this be a case according to the Chachamim that the person who was receiving the land automatically received it once the shlichus was started? Because it would be a business. So why, as soon as the ball hands over the shtar to the shliach, zicha takes over because it's his chos. So it's only an issue according to the Rebbe Meir, if
understanding.
Okay, so now, so we're going to get into, we're going to get involved in the sugya later on, which deals with this question. This, the din of skiya, can be controlled by the mishaleach. If he says, I only want it to take effect when the person receives the documents, there's no skiya. So the person says, Tain getzel ishti, Tain shikhus tashik lalavdi, Tain shtar batana lakarka so and so. What does the word Tain mean? Does Tain kiski, is Tain the equivalent of saying, you can accept it now? Or I'm simply saying, I want you to give it, which means that I don't want it to be effective until then. So more as a machloek is, the more quotes this brisa, you see Tain is lav kiski. So he's expressing his non-acceptance, not allowing that it should be effective immediately. He only wants that you should be a shift to give it and not to accept it. So he's precluding the becoming a shliach for that's a discussion later on. That's a good point. Okay, let's hold it here.